Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello. Thanks for joining me on this Monday. I am so glad you're here and hope you're having a great Monday. Today, we are beginning a series with Derek Prince that I think is really going to stir your soul, stir your mind. I can't wait for us to get into it. Derek Prince is going to be teaching us on a topic that he calls, Why Do These Things Happen to God's People? It's basically, why do bad things happen to good people? You've heard it maybe expressed that way. You know, we watch our world today. We watch the horrible things that happened at Virginia Tech not long ago. We see some people survive the war in Iraq and others killed or others maimed. We see disasters all around the world. In our churches, some marriages make it, some don't. Some people lose their jobs, some thrive. Why do difficult things happen to good people or people who don't seem to deserve it? I love the Bible because the Bible is so realistic about these things, so honest about these things, and Derek is going to take us there today. So let's listen, and we'll have a lot of discussion, by the way, following Derek's teaching over the coming weeks. But let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us on why do these things happen to God's people.
I want to say very emphatically right from the beginning that I cannot give you all the answers. Even when this little series of talks is over, you will have some questions to which you haven't found an answer. And we're all like that. None of us can fully understand God and His dealings. If we could, He wouldn't be God. Let me give you just two scriptures that will help you, or at any rate state the problem. Romans 11:33. Paul says of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. So if you want to search the judgments of God, you'll never get to the bottom. And if you want to know all the ways of God, they are past finding out. Now that can help you no end just to come to that recognition that things will happen in your life that you don't understand, you don't know the reason, and you may never know the reason. The other scripture is Proverbs 3, verse 5. We trust in the Lord with all our heart and do not lean on our own understanding. Now, I'm going to try to deal this morning with one basic problem which every one of us has. And if you don't come to grips with this problem, then you will not be able to resolve a whole lot of other problems. And you won't understand a whole lot of things that happen in your life. I'll be dealing with some lessons from the book of Job. Now, I'm going to go back to the beginning of the history of the human race, our first parents, Adam and Eve, and I'm going to try to draw out of that a basic truth which concerns every one of us. You see, we're all descended from Adam, I believe. I know a lot of people don't believe that, but I do. I had studied, as a philosopher, many theories about the origin of man and the origin of the universe and so on. But when I turned to the Bible and read it with faith, I discovered it did something no other theory had ever done. It explained me to myself. I discovered what kind of a creature I was, the different elements in my personality, why I behaved the way I did, why I had the pressures that I did. That all came to me from the book of Genesis, from the description of the creation of Adam and Eve. So don't write that off as some old-fashioned fairy tale, because it's a very exact, accurate description of the origin of our race. Man. I want to read the description of the creation, not so much the creation, but the fall of Adam and Eve. It's very brief. The remarkable thing about the Bible is it can say so much in so few words. So all I'm going to do is read the first seven verses of Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. How did Eve know that? Who told her? Adam, that's right. His was his job to do that, you see. And you see how unwilling she was to admit that there was something they couldn't do. She said, well, we may eat of all the trees of the garden, but there's just one exception. How reluctant we are to acknowledge our own limitations. Have you ever noticed that? The serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. I'm not going to go any further. But in there we have the essence of what we need to know about ourselves, about our problems, and how to avoid them. The serpent, who was an incarnation of Satan, had one supreme objective: to remove Adam and Eve from their foundation in the Word of God. Once he could do that, they were at his mercy. And I want to say to you, whoever you are, as a believer, the supreme objective of Satan in your life is to undermine and discredit the Scripture. And when he's got you to the place where you no longer believe and accept the authority of Scripture, you're sunk. You're a casualty. That's all he needs to do. And he proceeded in a very subtle way. The Bible says he was more subtle than any of the beasts of the field. He did two things. First of all, he questioned the Word of God. Has God said? And when Eve entertained the question, she was sunk. When she once entertained the question, then he followed up with a denial. God, you will not surely die. Now, he hasn't changed his tactics. Today, the devil operates precisely the same way. You know why? Because it works. It's brought him endless success. So I want to warn you, whatever you do, don't be moved away from your faith in the Scripture as the Word of God. And he won't necessarily start by attacking it. He'll start by questioning it. And if you entertain the question, you'll have just the same kind of problems as Eve. Now, Eve's response can be summed up in three words, all of which happen to begin in English with D. First of all, she doubted the Word of God. Having doubted it, she disbelieved it. And having disbelieved it, she disobeyed it. Those were the three downward steps: to doubt, to disbelieve, and to disobey. And when she did that, she was lost. She was defeated. And I want to emphasize again, it'll be exactly the same with you. No matter who you are and where you come from, if you take those three downward steps, to doubt, to disbelieve, and to disobey, you will be just as lost as Eve was. And Satan will have won a major victory in your life.
Isn't it great that Derek tells us that we may never know why some things happen in our lives, and then tells us what things we do have some control over, how we can have different heart attitudes and different ways of behaving so that we don't bring suffering into our lives. Listen, there's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Faith. Explore the mystery, promises, and powers of genuine faith as you read the insightful book, Faith to Live By. In it, Derek Prince answers your questions about faith and reveals how to pray effectively, understand spiritual gifts, and truly enjoy an abundant life. In this easy-to-read book, based solidly on the Scriptures, you'll discover what God is saying to you. Order your copy of Faith to Live By now for only $8.95 when you call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Faith to Live By is a hope-filled resource for every Christian who wants to receive the promises of a faith-filled life. Order now. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad you're joining us in the next segment of this wonderful series on why bad things happen to good people. Derek Prince is going to start talking to us about our rebellious nature. Now, I know that probably doesn't apply to any of us. None of us would have a rebellious human nature, but let's listen just in case we know somebody who might have a rebellious human nature as Derek Prince teaches us on why these things happen to God's people.
Now, Satan used a kind of motivation to persuade Eve. And his motivation was, first of all, to cause her to distrust God's goodness, and then the suggestion that she and Adam could be like God, and the final clincher was that they could be like God without depending on God. Now that's the emphasis that I want to bring you this morning. The problem was not that they wanted to be like God. That's not a bad motive. But they wanted to be like God without depending on God. But Satan did what he always does. He began to discredit the character of God. He suggested God as a tyrant. He's put you in this beautiful garden. True, it's a lovely garden, and everything you have is needed, and you're doing wonderfully, but think what it would be like if you were free. If you could just do whatever you want. If you could find your own answers, you didn't have to depend on God. See, God is treating you like a second-class citizen. He's not treating you the way you deserve. You deserve something more than that. And so she responded, and then she was moved by the motivation to be like God, but without depending on God. And the root error of Adam and Eve was the desire to be good without depending on God. Notice their motivation was not bad. It was very good to be like God, but without depending on God. And they entered into a relationship of independence of God. And they are our first parents. Adam never had any children until he was a rebel. And every descendant of Adam from that day to this has been born with rebellion inside. And the essence of the rebellion is the desire to be independent of God. And I want to suggest to you that that's the root of all your problems. You see, there are many different ways of being independent of God. And one of the commonest ways is religion. Most religious people use their religion to make them independent of God. I think that's totally true of Judaism today. It does lip service to the law of Moses. But in actual fact, it uses the law as a basis for not depending on God. The same is true of multitudes of Christians. Christians who've got a very legalistic religion, they have to keep so many different rules. Actually, they are not depending on God. They're depending on their rules. Their heart is alienated from God. And the more religious they become, the worse their problem. So don't imagine that religion is necessarily a solution. Actually, I think most of the major problems in the world have been caused by religion. So what is the solution? The solution is reverse the process of the fall. The fall started when Eve and then Adam distrusted God's goodness, tried to be independent of God. And the third thing, which I didn't point out, but very important, they trusted their senses more than the Word of God. If you look in verse 6 of Genesis 3, if you're there, it says, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, etc., what happened? She discarded her faith in the invisible Word of God and trusted her senses. And that's when she actually fell, when she saw that the tree was good. So the root problem was mistrusting the goodness of God, desiring to be independent of God, and relying on the senses rather than on the Word of God. Now, the answer to the problem is just reverse the process. That's all we have to do. We have to believe in God's goodness. I'm amazed at the number of people I encounter who call themselves Christians but don't trust God. They really don't believe that God will do them good. If I surrender to God, He's going to ask something of me. Maybe He'll send me as a missionary. And I would say probably at least 20% of the people here this morning, you don't really trust God. You're afraid that if you really surrender to God, He'll do something. He'll do a trick on you. He'll ask something of you you wouldn't want to do. So you see, your root problem is still the same as it was with Eve. Mistrust of the goodness of God. And there's no way back until you're willing to trust God. That's the only real solution. And you have to trust God without knowing what He's going to ask of you. Lots of people say, well, I'll trust God if He does this or that. That's not trust. Trust is when you don't know what He'll do. Now, I have trusted God time and time again for more than 50 years. I want to tell you, He does better for you than you'll do for yourself. But because He did that for me, you've still got to believe for yourself.
Boy, if there's anything that describes some of the religiosity of today, it's this quote from Derek Prince. The root error of Adam and Eve was the desire to be good without depending on God. May the Lord deliver us. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
When does a total surrender ensure a powerful victory? In his classic teaching, Grace of Yielding, Derek Prince explains from the scriptures why God will abundantly bless you when you are willing to yield completely to Him. As you listen to this special audio CD, you'll discover how to please God in all you do, strengthen and mature your faith, and receive your inheritance as a child of God. As our way of saying thank you for listening to Derek Prince Legacy Radio, we want you to have a copy of Derek's inspiring audio CD, free and postage paid. To request your copy, call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the grace of yielding. Request your free copy now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy of Grace of Yielding securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Hope you've been with us all day for this great series on why these things, these bad and difficult things, happen to God's people. In this upcoming segment, Derek's just about to give us a list of answers or a list of solutions that we need to know. So grab a pad and a pen, write these down as we hear Derek teach us about why bad things keep happening to God's people.
All right, so you have to trust the goodness of God. God has demonstrated His love, as Paul says, in that He gave Christ to die for our sins. You need no other proof of God's love than that fact. Second, you have to lay down your independence. It's a sin to desire to be independent of God. Did you know that? If you could only see it in the light of full truth, it's both ridiculous and terribly sinful to desire to be independent of God. Here's the Almighty God, the Creator of the universe, the Lord of millions of angels, the one who controls the stars and the seas and the seasons and runs the universe. And here you are, a little ant, somewhere on the floor. And you say, I want to be independent. It's ridiculous if you could only see it. It's absolutely absurd. I want to tell you this. When God has finished what He's doing right now, there will be nobody left in heaven or earth that is independent of God. The people that will hold on to their independence will end up in outer darkness. there's going to be no room in this created universe for anything or anybody that wants to be independent of God. There are only two kinds of creatures that we know of, that I know of, that have desired to be independent of God. One was some angels, and the other was the human race. The whole of the rest of the universe is happily dependent on God. The stars don't want to be independent of God. The animals don't want to be independent of God. It's just silly people like you and me. But God, this is the most amazing, God has got a special love for the descendants of Adam. I mean, I spend time just thinking, how could this be? Extraordinary. In a way, we're one of his unresolved problems. We've been a source of problems for thousands of years, and we've got nothing to commend us. We're not that beautiful, we're not that strong, we're not that intelligent, and yet God loves us. I'll tell you one thing the Bible never explains is the love of God. You can look in vain from the first page to the last. It never explains why God loves people, but he does. It's the great unexplained mystery of the universe. But I want to assure you it is true. God loves you and me. He loves people like us. He loves people that have made an awful mess of our lives. And we have nothing to commend us. And we've been unthankful and unholy and rebellious and stupid. And amazingly, he loves us. It's amazing. So we have to lay down our independence. That's the issue I'm going to be dealing with. And then we have to believe the word of God more than our senses. We have to reverse Eve's mistake. She looked at the tree and thought, well, that looks good. No matter what God's word says about it, I'm going to partake of that tree. Let me just give those three steps again, because they're very important. First of all, we have to trust God's goodness. Second, we have to lay down our independence. And third, we have to believe the scripture rather than our senses.
You know, again, we thought the content of this teaching was so good that we were willing to put something on the air that wasn't the quality, the sound quality that we normally have with Derek Prince's marvelous teachings. You know, I love this series, and I'm so excited about it coming to us over the next few weeks because it's balanced. Let me tell you what my concern was when I first heard these recordings. I thought that Derek was going to say that we suffer because of attitudes and situations in our own lives. Well, as true as that sometimes is, it's not the whole story. When I heard the rest of Derek's teaching, I knew he was going to be typically balanced and biblical. Because the fact is, some bad things happen, some difficult things happen, and they're just mysteries. And Derek's going to get into that. He's going to be actually doing a fantastic job of breaking out some of the core truths out of the book of Job. And you're going to want to hear that over the coming weeks. So both are true. Suffering is a mystery, and then we also bring suffering on ourselves by the things that we do. I want to understand both. I want to know what I can do to limit my behaviors and attitudes that bring suffering on myself. And at the same time, I want to be able to have the attitude of Job, which is, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Because that's the attitude of a faithful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, a faithful servant of God. Listen, we're going to be in this for 2 weeks. You want to be here. If you miss any of it, log on to derekprince.org and you can listen to all of this teaching and other marvelous material and also keep up with what the good folks at Derek Prince Ministries are doing. That's all the time we have for today, though. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order your copy of Derek's book, Faith to Live By, available for only $8.95. To order, simply call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget to request your free audio CD copy of Grace of Yielding, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can find both of these resources online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.